Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
What up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 638 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. And we have a great question today from Jillian. But before we get to her question, I want to thank FreshBooks, today's sponsor, because they're awesome. They're a company I've been using for such a long time to help me manage my books. And another cool thing about them is they automate your expenses. So you can connect your credit card, your business credit card to the software so that every time you charge for something, it's there already. And that just is another step that you don't have to worry about in the whole thing that you have to do for organizing your finances. And come tax season, I know it's June right now by the time this episode comes out, but tax season, you know, it always creeps up on us. And it's so much better when you have software like this to help you manage things once it's time to finally get things in order and get your taxes done and all that stuff. So do yourself a favor, get FreshBooks for free for 30 days and check it out, try it out by going to freshbooks.com/askpat and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. All right, now here's today's question from Jillian.
Hey Pat, this is Jillian. This is now my third time trying to record a question for you, so hopefully I get it right soon. I just started listening to your podcast. I called it a blog before. I'm sorry. And I was wondering, what are some of your favorite live conferences or networking events to attend? Either ones that were great for you in the past or ones that you're really excited about and looking forward to in the future. Thanks so much.
Hey, Jillian, thank you so much for the question today. I love this because just as I record this, I've just gotten back from a conference that I spoke at. This was the Everything Food Blogger Conference, and it was in Utah, and it was our first one that they put on. I want to give a big shout out to the whole team who put that together, especially Cammie, who was just so kind and really made sure that I was taken care of there. I was their opening keynote speaker. And that was a food blogger conference. So if you're a food blogger, you definitely want to check that out. They're already selling tickets for next year. That's the Everything Food Blogger Conference. But if you're not a food blogger, that one might not be the right one for you. It might be too niche for you. But I mean, there's still some great information in regards to marketing, social media, building your email list, and great, just amazing people to network with anyway. But that's the first one that came to mind because it was the last one I spoke at. But another one that is great that already passed that I spoke at too, that I've attended every year since the beginning that it started, is Social Media Marketing World. This one is put on by Michael Stelzner and the entire team over at Social Media Examiner, the world's largest online sort of magazine for social media. And I love that event. It's huge, 2,500 people. It was at the San Diego Convention Center. It's in San Diego every year. And it was huge. It's the same place that they have Comic-Con every year. And no, nobody was in cosplay, not this year at least, at Social Media Marketing World. But it was a great event. And they talk about everything from social media to podcasting to business marketing, email lists, automation, all that kind of stuff. So you can check them out. I believe they're selling tickets for next year already. If you go to socialmediaexaminer.com, you'll find information about it. Again, that event is called Social Media Marketing World, the world's largest social media event. That's for sure. And happy to say it's in my hometown in San Diego. Another event that's happening very soon that I'm excited to speak at is Podcast Movement. I went last year. I was so thankful to have won a business podcast award there, which is really cool. And I got to do the opening keynote, which was a blast. Thank you, everybody who attended and who had left me comments about my presentation. It's up on YouTube if you all want to check it out. Podcast Movement's fantastic. This year, it's in Chicago. And PM16 is the hashtag, and I don't know why that came across my mind, but you want to check it out. Podcast Movement, just look that up in Google. You'll find the homepage and the page for 2016, which is happening in just a few days, actually. So if you're in and around the Chicago area, just check to see if there's tickets left, and you can check that out. And Jared and Dan over there put on a great show. I am also excited about FinCon this year, the Financial Blogger Conference, which was actually, fun fact, the very first conference I ever spoke at in 2011 in actually Chicago, quite interesting. Interestingly enough. Now, this one actually goes to different places every year, and I went on the third year in St. Louis in 2013, and or 2014. This year, 2016, it's going to be in San Diego. All the great events are in San Diego, and I forget when I live here that it is a destination city. So San Diego FinCon happening September 22nd. Podcast Movement was July 6th to 8th. FinCon, the Financial Blogger Conference, was September 22nd, or is September 22nd. Now, you might be like, oh, well, financial blogging, I'm not a financial blogger or personal finance person. Well, it started out that way. It was a very tight group of people who I spoke to back in 2011. But since then, it's grown to, I want to say, close to 1,000 people now every year that I've been. And it's a lot more than just finance bloggers. I mean, the finance bloggers are great, and it's centered around that, but there's a lot of great conference speakers who show up, and of course, just the people, which for me is the most important thing when it comes to these events. You know, I take into account a number of things when I'm asked to speak at an event. The first thing is the timing. Does it actually fit into my schedule? If not, then there's no reason for me to go any deeper. Then I look at, well, what does it cost to get there, and what are the fees? Do I get anything if I speak? What is being offered in exchange for me speaking there? And I, you know, pitch them my fee and whatnot. You can all check out my speaking page, actually, if you want to get a list of some of my more upcoming events that are happening. If you go to smartpassiveincome.com/speaking, you can even get more information about what kinds of presentations I talk about and that sort of thing. But anyway, the other things that I weigh into beyond that are, you know, who's going to be there? Who do I want to learn from? But also who that I know is going to be there, or who do I want to speak to that's going to be there? I mean, those are all very important things. Now, a few more events, or at least one more that comes to mind that I really enjoy. This is Smart Success Summit, and this is with Shalene Johnson. Shalene has been on the Smart Passive Income podcast before. She's amazing. She is probably, I would say, besides my audience for SPI, for Smart Passive Income, the most rabid fan base over there for her brand. And that event is great. It is just so energetic, and it is by far the most lively, energetic crowd I've ever spoken in front of. About 1,500 people, mostly women, but some men, mostly in the fitness industry, because that's where Shalene comes from. But she's there to help you level up your life, to really build your tribe, and to just learn about how to run a business. And that is a great event, too. Again, that one happens typically in March or April. So that one just passed. Again, that's the Smart Success Summit with Shalene Johnson. And that's kind of all that comes to mind right now. I speak at various events over the years, so just keep track of myself on Instagram. If you go to instagram.com/PatFlynn, or just look at Pat Flynn on your app, you can find me, and you'll see any sort of notices or any videos or pictures of me at different conferences or when certain things are happening. And of course, if you go to smartpassiveincome.com/speaking, I update that list of things that I speak at. Every time a new one is done, I add a new one on there, and you'll see my calendar. It's going to be changing in new iterations of the website. You might see a yearly calendar, so you could see where I'm going to be at all year, and you might be able to follow me. And lastly, the last thing I want to say is that before FinCon, there's an event that I'm most likely going to be putting on. I'm sort of in the planning process right now. It's going to be called FlynnCon, FlynnCon. And it'll be a half-day event that I'll be putting on, and you'll get more information about that soon. Just make sure you sign up to the email list. Just go to smartpassiveincome.com and sign up at the bottom of the page there. And yeah, you'll get more information about that, but you and I might be able to hang out at some point during that time. And it will be in San Diego since FinCon is in San Diego. It'll be right before that. So thank you all so much for listening. And Jillian, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it. For you, if you are in a particular industry, I would also look toward, well, what other conferences or gatherings or events are related to your industry that you can attend to. Those are very important because you want to get to know people in your space, get to know more about the industry, stay on the cutting edge of what's happening, and that's something I would also recommend doing too. So thank you all so much. I appreciate it. Jillian, I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. You can just head over to actually, you're going to get an email from Jessica in a couple weeks so that we could send you that t-shirt right to your doorstep. And for those of you who are listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. I also want to thank again FreshBooks for being awesome, helping me manage my business finances. And for those of you who do any invoicing, if you have any students or you are a coach or you do any consultation, they make invoicing super easy and professional. In like less than 30 seconds, you can have a professional invoice sent for a bill that you have to send out to somebody. And it's really easy for that person to pay you through that service as well. So if you want to check out FreshBooks for free for 30 days, just go to freshbooks.com/askpat. And don't forget to make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Thanks so much once again. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Socrates. He says, "The secret of change is to focus all of your energy not on fighting the old, but on building the new." Cheers, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.